Hello and welcome to 7 Days of Gaming, the biggest stories from the last week in the PC gaming world. I'm your host, Alex Pace, and this episode covers the week from 15th to 22nd of December 2016. We've got Nvidia loyalty program, major Crytek shutdowns, Roblox reaching new heights, Asheron's call shutting down, and GTX 1080 Ti. Let's get to it. Rumors have it that Nvidia is creating a hardware loyalty program with perks including free games, hardware discounts, free weapon skins or in-game items, and early beta access on Nvidia content. The program has been dubbed with the classy name Club GeForce Elite, and was leaked through a LinkedIn job posting with no official announcement yet. There are said to be two tiers of membership, with the higher tier being reported at $10 a month. The same LinkedIn post also leaked a mention of the GTX 1080 Ti, with not many details beyond that. Apparently, Club GeForce Elite members will have an easier time moving over to the new card through either extended benefits or discount, and also be the first in line for pre-orders. 10-year-old, free-to-play sandbox MMO Roblox has achieved new player records with 30 million monthly players and 900,000 concurrent players during peak times. CEO Dave Buzzacchi says the game's focus on social, cooperative experiences is the driving factor in the current growth. Most recently, the game has introduced non-platform-specific chat across their game network, and some in-game content creators are making upwards of $50,000 a month. New studio Standing Stone Games have acquired the rights to Dungeons & Dragons Online and Lord of the Rings Online, taking over from Turbine. The game's publishing duties will now also be run by Daybreak Games. Standing Stone Games is staffed by many people who have worked on these two games previously and remains committed to both of them. All accounts and login information will stay the same, and the games will still be run off the same servers. The move also spells bad news for long-running MMORPG Asheron's Call and Asheron's Call 2. After 17 years, the games will be shut down at the end of January next year. The devs say the decision did not come easy, and they are proud of the run the game has had, one of the longest in the history of the genre. The finalists have been announced for the Steam Awards, and voting to determine the winner in each category will begin today. The Write Your Own category received a predictable, overwhelming response, and so four awards have emerged from the submissions. These are the Boom Boom Award, which showcases the game with the best explosions, the Love-Hate Relationship Award, for games that are both insanely hard but enjoyable, the Sit Back and Relax Award, for games that provide a calm, settled experience, and the Better with Friends Award, for games that are best with more than one person. Each category will only be available to vote on for 24 hours, with the winners announced on New Year's Eve. Crytek, makers of Far Cry and Crysis, have shut down 5 of their 7 studios, with only the Kiev and headquarters in Frankfurt remaining. The studios in Budapest, Sofia, Istanbul, Seoul, and Shanghai will either be sold off or simply shut down. Crytek also previously had studios in the US and UK, which were shut down in 2014. This follows on from last week's news about many employees not receiving payments for up to 6 months. Crytek say this change was necessary to ensure a healthy and sustainable business. Poland's National Center for Research and Development have pledged $27 million towards the country's game development industry, with $7 million of that going towards CD Projekt Red, makers of The Witcher 3. The developers submitted and were accepted on 4 projects, one of which is detailed as Technology for Seamless Multiplayer, enabling the creation of unique gameplay for many players, taking into account the search of opponents and session management. The project also states work on cross-platform multiplayer software, indicating the studio may release a multiplayer title in the future. The other projects were for city creation, cinematic feel, and animation technology. A new site has launched that gives you points and rewards just for playing the games you already own. Uproar.gg provides daily requests and other challenges, with points used to buy raffle tickets for items ranging from skins to peripherals to PayPal credit. A small selection of games are available at the moment, and the site is in its beta phase. In game release and update news, Planet Coaster has been updated with 5 new rides, a scenario, shops, 5 blueprints, macro management features, and a small change to the UI. Frontier Developments have also run a 24-hour live stream with funds raised going towards the Special Effect charity, which assists disabled people in playing games. 2D, cartoon-styled side-scroller featuring anthropomorphic animals, Night in the Woods, is set to release early February. The game is about a college dropout who returns to her former mining town home and tries to reconnect with her friends. She finds things have changed and moved on, and something mysterious is happening in the woods. Warhammer End Times, Vermintide, has received a new DLC that adds 3 new maps and 2 new weapons. It has also been updated with the biggest patch yet for the game, adding new features, optimizations, and balance changes. Doom's final DLC, Bloodfall, has been released. It includes 3 multiplayer maps, a player-controlled demon, a grenade launcher, some nifty lateral thrusters, and customization options. Hearts of Iron 4 has launched its first DLC, Together for Victory. It has big improvements for the AI, alternate histories for smaller nations, tech sharing, bug fixes, and balance tweaks. It also details in the patch notes that the AI will no longer spam trucks like they are some kind of war-winning superweapon, and they have marked equipment as correct type for AI to avoid it getting caught in a truck vortex. Cosmic Sandbox survival game Space Engineers has finally entered its beta phase after 3 years in development. The early access title has already built a massive mod and map-making community. Marek Rosa, the developer's leader, says the game now has a solid foundation and there is still more content, improvements, and optimizations to come. Economic RTS, Offworld Trading Company, is the latest in a slew of games to receive Steam Workshop support. Many of the developers started out as modders themselves and are keen to build an active modding community. Egosoft has announced the next title in their X series, X4. The previous game, X Rebirth, wasn't popular with fans, and Egosoft promised the new game will incorporate the features that were left out and build on feedback they received. They also say you will be able to pilot many different ships, have a new interface to manage large fleets, and full freedom when building stations and modules. War Thunder, the game from Gaijin that's had 4 years in beta, has finally fully released. The latest update brings completion to every nation's tank and aircraft trees and also adds detailed cockpits with working gauges and indicators, as well as 2 new maps. In the future, Gaijin plans to add a World War II mode, as well as filling out the naval trees. The creator of the well-received Towerfall, Matt Thorson, is creating a new game. Celeste is a pixel art platformer about climbing a mountain with a large focus on the simplicity of a skillful jump. This combined with an air dash and a collection of other mechanics carves out a niche in the 2D platforming genre and makes it stand out from the rest. A new Mafia 3 patch will add racing, car customization, and new outfits. Although the game was a record seller for publisher 2K, it was poorly received and this patch doesn't seem to have a chance at redeeming that. Civilization 6's big winter patch will add a new standard size Earth map, an alert state for game units, balance changes, gameplay tweaks, bug fixes, and prevention of great admirals becoming stranded in lakes. Firaxis have also released 2 DLC, Poland and Viking, with each pack containing the new civilization and a custom scenario. The latest update to sci-fi colony sim Rimworld, dubbed Wanderlust, has changed the maps from flat to spherical, allowing more realistic exploration and tying into the second edition, Caravans. Caravans allow you to move your colonists off to other colonies, either to attack or trade with them, and making encounters along the way. Also added was a new victory condition, allowing you to escape the planet entirely. In keeping with the range of large updates emerging this week, Early Access Survival Sandbox The Long Dark has released its biggest update of the year, adding an icy new world area and overhauling the game's clothing, both in aesthetics and function. The first DLC for Battlefield 1 has added the French as a playable army, something for which DICE received some flak for upon release. The DLC will arrive in March and also includes recreations of the battles of Verdun and Soissons. It will be the first of 4 planned expansions. After its second Kickstarter attempt, RTS AI War 2 has finally reached its goal, raising over $97,000 and surpassing their original $50,000 goal. They plan to enter early access in May next year and release by October. An unannounced Suicide Squad game has been cancelled. Although the game never had an official reveal, Warner Bros. Montreal have axed the project after 2 years development. No reason was given apart from the game failed to impress those in charge. The studio is now rumored to be working on a new Batman game focusing on Damian Wayne, with hopes it will release better than Batman Arkham Origins, which came from the same studio. Reset, an Indiegogo-funded game made by a 2-man team in Finland, has missed another release date, the latest after the original Christmas 2014 target. While the game does have a backer demo and have posted screenshots and trailers, development is still very much in progress. Backers have been plagued by months of silence, interspersed by a green light campaign and irregular updates. Silent Hill, Shattered Memories, and Assassin's Creed Chronicles developer Climax Studios have announced their latest game, Surf World series. The developer's CEO says surfing has been underrepresented in games, and the title will bring a fun, arcade-style experience that's all about mastering waves and racking up huge high scores. It is set to be released next year. 3D 8-bit style RTS 8-bit Invaders has released on Steam, the third game in developer Petroglyph's 8-bit series. It contains a single-player campaign, 10 co-op missions, and the interesting feature of multiplayer between all of the other games in the series. And the top 10 sellers on Steam this week were GTA 5, Astroneer, Planet Coaster, H1Z1, King of the Kill, Counter-Strike, Global Offensive, Just Cause 3, Star Wars Collection Bundle, Civilization 6, Space Hulk, Deathwing, and The Division. And my favourite story this week was that Capcom's Street Fighter V will now brand players' profile with a skull icon if they are deemed chronic rage quitters. The opposite will also be true with a different icon for those who have never rage quit. Although several measures have already been made to combat rage quitting, this will be the first visual indication available to be seen by all players. Right, so I've got something new this week. You can now support the show on Patreon. The show takes quite a bit of time to produce, basically a whole Thursday, and everything you donate will go towards quality and equipment. That's patreon.com/7daysofgaming. Thanks a bunch for listening to the episode. You can check out the show at 7daysofgaming.com and sign up for email updates. You can also follow us on Twitter at 7_D_G. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, TuneIn, and basically every other podcast service you can think of. And YouTube, where they are quick and easy to find if you don't have access to your usual podcast device. Any kind of feedback is welcome. Feel free to leave a review on iTunes and say what you think about the show. Please do share the show around to anyone you know who's interested in PC gaming. There will be no episode next week, but the show should be back on the 5th of January. Thanks to Rocco W for the music, and see you soon.